Welcome to Music Scene. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and in this episode, we talk to Scotty Wright, who will be in concert April 13th at 3 p.m. at the Palladium Side Door. Welcome, Scotty.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's just say that this is presented by the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, and before we talk about your journey as a musician, how long have you been involved with the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, and let us know a little bit about that background.
Well, I'm just located to Florida this past July, but for the past 5 years, I've been coming in during the snowbird season, and Al Downing Association had been very kind in sponsoring concerts for me to perform here. About the last 4 or 5 years, we've been doing that, and it's been wonderful, and it's great to see an organization that's committed to the music and also to the young people to get them excited about this art form we have.
So before we dive back and talk to you about your work over the last 30 years, your original songs and your beautiful singing, I had the pleasure on Valentine's Day of being serenaded by you. tell us a little bit about the people playing with you, starting with Phil Lorenz on saxophone.
Phil Lorenz is a fellow musician from the San Francisco area, and but ironically, we never met until we were here in Florida. And but he's a wonderful musician. He's been fronting his own Phil Lorenz Orchestra, and I've performed with him. He's a wonderful player, very sensitive, very cooperative, and I enjoy his music very much. We have a lot of fun.
And then you have pianist Pablo Arancibia.
Pablo Arancibia is a musician from Spain. He has been an incredible classical musician who has also been studying his work in jazz, and I've been very excited about seeing the growth that he's made since he has relocated here. He's been a wonderful player. He's my go-to piano player.
And bassist Mark, I'm going to let you say his last name for me.
Mark Neuenschwander. Mark Neuenschwander is the bassist in the Central Florida area. He's played with so many different people on tour and out of country, out of the state, and he's wonderful. He like Pablo is an instructor at the university, and he's a storehouse of knowledge and experience.
And finally, Stephen Buchholz on drums.
Stephen Buchholz. I met Stephen Buchholz when he was performing with late Soniah Carroll, and I enjoyed his enthusiasm and his energy, and he's been my go-to guy.
You have an unmistakable vocal style. Let's take us back to the beginning. How did you get involved in music? Where were you born? Tell us a little bit about your history, Scotty.
Okay, I was born in South Carolina, Charleston. And as far as being involved in music, I had two parents who loved music. My father was the big jazz fan. My mother was more interested in the Broadway musicals and the crooners, you know, and so she enjoyed that side of it. And being a child of the 50s, I grew up with the Coasters and the Drifters and Benny King and Chuck Berry, and then later the Beatles and the Stones, and later then Motown. And so I was immersed in all of that. And as a kid, I had no new music as just being music, and so I just sang and enjoyed it. It wasn't until I was in junior high school that I joined a choir and found out that there was actually a process to actually creating music that you can sing with other people and learning parts and things of that sort. So it was great.
So when did you start performing professionally?
I started performing professionally when I was 19 years old.
And tell us a little bit about that, who you toured with, who you worked with.
Well, we have to go back a little bit further. We have to go back to when I was 15 years old. I was invited to travel with a musical review entitled Up With People. And I performed with them my senior year of high school, and they asked me to stay for another year. So I stayed another year, and I was very honored that they did a live concert recording, and I was able to perform on that as well, and it was wonderful. So after 2 years with them, I came home and decided I was going to do something for real, you know, go to college or whatever. And while I bounced around trying to figure out what to do, I met someone who was performing in a local restaurant and said, "You sound pretty good. You might want to come down and join us." And 9 months later, I was performing there on a regular basis and in my first professional job.
Up with people, and you know, it's just such a people don't realize this, that this was just before they had all of these community, you know, get together. It was the music of my time. That's pretty incredible. You do a lot of blues, but you also do a lot of jazz standards. Tell us a little bit about how Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Horace Silver, Thelonious Monk, Wayne Shorter, and Billy Strayhorn. A little bit about the influence those people have on your music.
Well, the music of jazz musicians is different because from dealing with the jazz standards that are pop songs that they have been reinterpreted. That gives you one flavor. But jazz musicians who actually write something original, they've given you a little bit more of themselves. And in a lot of cases, many musicians just write what they feel at the time. And then hand that out, is put out in the world where other musicians can put their idea on it and do different spins with it. And it's wonderful. And I learned so much about the freedom of playing music. I always say that Thelonious Monk was the patron saint of nonconformists because he always played music that at first made absolutely no sense to the listener. And after listening to it, you get a chance to feel where this music is coming from, and it's amazing.
You also take us into the world of blues and timeless jazz standards at this concert. Tell us a little bit about the wonderful scat singing that you do. And I mean, it's just, I miss this. I saw Alexis Cole the other night, and it's the first time other than you that I've heard a real scat artist. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, thank you very much. I had always said that scat singing was a jazz musician's method of speaking in tongues. And basically that was it. When you play a saxophone, you blow air through it, and the music comes out, and it has a pulse and a rhythm and a cadence to it. We can do that as singers as well, but if you're just singing ah, ooh, it doesn't quite work. But when you punctuate it with syllables that don't necessarily make any literal sense, but make musical sense, it becomes a lot more fun. So from ah to ba ba da ba da da ba do da do it has a language, it has a rhythm all its own, and it's wonderful.
Wow, this has been a moment. You write a lot of music. You have some CDs. Tell us a little bit about that process of writing, what inspires you to write, what you're working on now, and what we'll hear at the concert on the 13th at the Palladium Side Door.
Well, I can tell you now that this is my first time to perform with my group at the Side Door, and so I'm very excited about being able to present what we do, and especially what I have been writing. I've been writing a lot of songs and things like that, so I'm going to give people a taste of what I do. I mean, I've been there with the Helios Jazz Orchestra and do the standards with the big band thing. I had done a wonderful performance with Sonia Carroll where we did a tribute to Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan, and it's wonderful to do that, but this time it's going to be a show of my music and what I want to share, and kind of my greatest hits.
Tell us, let's pick a couple songs to talk about. Tell us a couple names of the songs you're going to be singing and a little bit about each of them.
Okay, well, let's see. I think we're going to do a tune by Antonio Carlos Jobim, who we may know from Girl from Ipanema and One Note Samba and that sort of thing. He wrote a beautiful song called El Se Que Vochima, which means I Know That I Will Love You. And I was really knocked out by it. And not being a speaker of Portuguese, I found a translation of it And I was very moved by that. So I chose to write an English translation to that song. And we're going to present it tonight. Or at the, on the 13th.
I'll be happy if you present it right now. But listen, folks, you have to. Because, you know, this is where local music lives at Radio St. Pete. Scotty, where are you when you're not here? Where else do you live? Or where else? I know you come in for snowbird season, but where do you call home as well?
Well, as of July, I became a resident here. So I'm living in Pinellas County. And I'm right in the neighborhood.
That's great.
Just a few miles up the road.
You sit in on Monday Night Jazz Jam with Dwight at the Hangar?
I just played there last week. But I also, I've been kind of Johnny Appleseed, just dropping around my little music everywhere I can go. CJ's backstage in St. Pete has the Tomcats Jazz Orchestra, and I perform with there several times.
That's also Monday night. That's right
Monday
right in my backyard, and I'm over there. And I'll tell you something. Anne-Marie Butts, who has been with the station and Wolf,
yes,
now have relocated. But she sat in. Between Tomcat and the Hangar and Dwight, you can't go wrong on Monday night. I just wish I could be two people. Tell us about the jazz scene here. I mean, now you're a full-time resident. Are you surprised that there's so much jazz in this town? And blues.
I'm constantly surprised by the jazz, but I think the thing that's really important is the fact that the young people have the opportunity to hear so many really seasoned professionals who have been able to give their time and their energies to these young people. And that's been great. When I first came out here to Florida, I was amazed to find that there were at least a dozen jazz societies or organizations within a 100-mile radius.
Sarasota, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many of them. And as a result of that, they have found different audiences to perform for. The frustrating part is the fact that a lot of times I would prefer to find these organizations who would collaborate and do something together, because everybody wants to do their little jazz festival or their little program and things of that sort. And they could unite and be able to organize the things so that it would reach more people.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, you know, Al Downing, Tampa Bay Jazz Association, this is, I know that Al Vanette has been sending out missives to try to unite everybody, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, the Suncoast Jazz Festival. And I know that I think this is going to happen, Scotty. I think that people are coming together. Tell us about a couple other songs that you hope to do, and what standards are you doing?
Well, I'm going to be performing a standard that is written by Dave Brubeck. And it's one of his, written it. It's a beautiful ballad called In Your Own Sweet Way. However, it's not going to be a ballad.
Whoa, what did you put your own twist on it? Give us a little hint.
Well, Dave Brubeck wrote the song, and for many of his compositions, his lyrics were supplied by his wife, Iola. And I had done several of their songs before, but when I found the lyrics to In Your Own Sweet Way, I realized that she wasn't thinking or feeling romantic. So I found that the song needed a new dress.
Can't wait, Scotty. Can't wait. So, friends, we have been talking in Music Scene today with Scotty Wright, incredible vocalist. We're so lucky to have him here. He will be at the Palladium Side Door April 13th. Please go to the Palladium to find out more. This is a benefit for the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, who is a partner with Radio St. Pete. They are a 501(c) nonprofit. They promote jazz and encourage the appreciation of jazz and provide educational opportunities and scholarships. Scotty, do you do anything with the kids that are involved, the youth jazz at Al Downing?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I work with... I perform in the house band when the young students come and perform. I was also an adjudicator for the scholarship fund for people who are, and it's been wonderful to do that. And I look forward to talking with the young people and encouraging them and kind of pointing them in the right direction. It's my way of paying it forward for all of the instruction and support that I was given through all these elder musicians who brought me along from
Scotty, do you think this new group is going to put together a CD? You got something up your sleeve?
Let's ponder that.
Scotty, tell our listeners before we sign off of Music Scene what they can expect at the Palladium April 13th.
You can expect to be a voyeur in the process of creating jazz. There'll be five of us on stage there, and all of us are focused on making the music. And you get a chance to see how that music is created, very live and very unadulterated, and it's joy. I think the one thing about jazz is we spend less time trying to perform for you and more time creating music for you, and you get a chance to see how that's done. And I really hope you'll be there. But really, when it boils down to it, I really encourage you to support live music wherever you may find it. But preferably jazz, and preferably me.
Absolutely. Scotty Wright, Al Downing, Tampa Bay Jazz Association, April 13th at the Palladium. Thank you, Scotty, from Music Scene. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.
Thank you so much.